What's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob.
So, I think this topic should be, this episode should be titled Cats.
Oh, no.
I got a lot to say about cats. I'm feeling the cat topic right now.
All
right. So, I've been doing some cat reading.
Cat reading?
Yeah.
You've been reading cats?
I feel like I can read cats pretty well.
Like, do they have writing on them and stuff?
No, like, I can read their minds, the way they think.
Oh.
Which is actually not hard to believe because apparently, cats are 90% similar to humans mentally than dogs are.
Really?
Yeah, according to BuzzFeed.com.
Is that why we all think that BuzzFeed is your source? Cats are more like humans. You won't believe number 7. Is that why we all think that cats are douchebags because they're way too much like we are?
Actually, yes. I mean, if you think about it, you know, you could kick a dog, and if not that I recommend this, PETA.
Why is it always PETA?
Just get out of it, come after me. They're aggressive, those PETA people. So anyway,
ow, PETA.
PETA. Freaking sweet. God. Gotta work on my impersonation.
All right.
So, like, you could kick a dog right in the face, right? And then say, come here, doggy. Kick him in the face again. And then they'll run off and say, you say, come here, doggy. And they'll come right back to you. You kick a cat in the face, he's jumping on the fridge, and good luck getting them to come back over. They're like we are. They hold grudges, you know. Dogs aren't even capable. There's a lot of things that they're... Having a cat would be... If you want good training for a girlfriend, a cat would be the way to do it. I mean, they're very hard to please. It takes forever to get them to...
I do not endorse this analogy, by the way. We do not subscribe to this to this way of thinking, so please continue.
I do, but I guess I'm a douche. So, like, you know, cats.
They're so smug, though. They're, like, they're all prissy and, like...
Exactly.
They'll walk on the edge of your bookshelf and, like, oh, look
just
at me.
To challenge you. It's like, I know you're bigger. I know you can destroy me. But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to look at you while I do it.
Right. Did you ever see that video of the cat that, like, he's just staring at the dude and as he pushes a glass off the table?
Yeah.
That's like...
God, I love cats, man.
That's
they're
like
so
the
funny.
Thug life right there.
Yeah. Angry cat. Dude, I love cats, man. I actually have 5 cat shirts.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you. So you've got these cat shirts.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about them?
Well, they got cats on them, Rob.
Okay. And, like actual cats? Like duct tape to them?
Yes. That's, no. They're, you know, different variations of cats riding different animals or things, or cats with catchy cat phrases.
Like,
you
a
know?
Cat riding a T-Rex?
Yeah, like, yeah, stuff like that, you know, like.
That'd be an awesome shirt. I think I might design that. Cat riding a T-Rex. That'd be awesome.
I got a shirt with a cat riding a dolphin, and the dolphin's farting a rainbow. It's a beautiful shirt, man. There's a lot of, if you try to dissect it, there's a lot of symbolism in it, you know.
I would ask you to try to break that down, but I think it might get a little too weird.
I think it will get weird. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, 2 Red Bulls of coffee. Woo! I'm already a little weird right now.
Yeah, you can't sit still.
No, dude, I'm all over the place. It's like cats is a perfect conversation piece because I'm already excited about cats, so this is going to be high energy right now. Did you know that cats make more than 100 different sounds, whereas those measly little dogs only make around 10 different sounds?
I thought you were going to say, did you know that cats make like an average of $1 more per hour than... I thought you were going to talk about, like, how much cats make at their jobs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you got to have good animal equality, and that's an issue in America today, is no animal equality.
See, I disagree. I think all animals are treated equally.
You do?
No, I just wanted to say that.
Because some animals you put in cages, some are free range, you know?
Yeah, like, why would you put a bird in a cage?
Yeah.
They fly and stuff.
Yeah, that's cruel.
Right, and you're just like, yeah, hey, right, let me put this bird in a cage just so he can sing for me.
Actually, I could
that's
see what
slavery.
It is. It's modern day slavery. Hey, oh, sing burn. For me. Here's your food through your bars.
Yeah.
It's like they never committed a crime, but here they are locked up for life.
I want you to poop on a newspaper. Yeah. Poop on the news.
Did you know there's a technical term for a hairball?
No.
It's called a bezoar.
What?
Yeah, it's the technical term for a... Like, if you're wanting to sound like, know what you're talking about, you know, when you go into like a... like a veterinarian, you know, you walk in there and be
I
like,
doubt a veterinarian would know what that means.
Ah, I bet. Let's test that one day. Let's go in there and be like, hey, I think my cat's got a bad case of Bezoar.
Can you spell
and
that?
I bet it's B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, Z as in the cats, O, A, and R. Bezoar. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
It doesn't really matter if you're pronouncing it right. Well,
it's not a very complicated word. I think I nailed it. Bezoar.
Bezoar.
I think it's Bezoar.
Bezoar.
I think you walk into a veterinarian and you're like, hey, my cat's got a bad case of the Bezoar. And they'll be like, oh, is this very common amongst animals? And then they'll start talking to you in their medical lingo because they think you're knowledgeable.
That's not very common amongst all animals because not all animals have enough fur to make a fur ball.
Amongst cats, I mean.
Right. That just sounds like you're like, hey, my cat's got a bad case of the Bezoar. It sounds like something's wrong with his butthole.
Well, I guess you could poop out some Bezoar. Lick enough hair.
Whoa. Whoa, buddy.
I don't know. I don't really examine cat turds. But actually, you know, I do have a cat turd story.
Okay.
If you got a second.
Well, all right. We'll set some time aside. Go ahead.
Okay. So one time I was watching my, at the time, 2-year-old daughter. And we were watching cartoons on the couch. I fell asleep, you know. I was a tired dad. Shouldn't have done that. I woke up to someone smearing something across my teeth. And I guess she scurried over to the litter box, grabbed a cat turd, a little bit of litter stuck on it, and smeared all over my teeth. It was absolutely disgusting.
What did it taste like? Did it taste like cat food?
Everything I'd imagined it would taste like. The chemicals of the litter, you know, basic poop taste, I guess. I don't have a lot of experience with poop tasting, but
so you know the time when you ate poop. That's pretty much what it tastes like.
If you can imagine, it was pretty unimaginable.
I thought you were going to talk about the other story where you were blaming your cat for pooping all over the floor.
Oh yeah, because you know you're talking about cats are so smug and people think they're evil. Well, that's a good story. I forgot about that. Yeah, so we had this cat and a dog in the same house, and this cat, I was getting super mad at it because it was, what I thought it was doing was dragging the cat turds from the litter box and dropping the floor. Thought maybe it's just mad because I didn't clean its litter box.
Right.
You know.
And he was like, much. Retribution.
Yeah, it's like, you will, here's my turd, it's here. Well, come to find out after, you know, taking my anger on the cat, not abusively, PETA, and, you know, just doing
that's
my...
That's a lie, I've heard this story.
Cats fly, you know.
Cats can fly. It's fine. With a little force, it's fine.
Yeah. A little inertia. So
science.
So then I kind of find out the dog, you see this story's going, the dog actually took it out of the litter box, and I caught him one day doing it, and after months of just getting mad at my poor cat, you know, that's why we have court systems in America, because things aren't always the way they seem. You got to look at all the evidence, you know, you have to kind of really observe things for what they are.
Right. You got to set up one of those like nanny cams for your cat and your dog.
Well, the dog's gone now. So.
Is it because of the turd situation?
Yeah, I handled it after that, mafia style. No, I'm just kidding.
Did you smear
the poo? It wasn't our dog. It was we were just staying in the house with us.
Did you smear the poo on your dog's teeth after that?
Oh, I should have.
Did you ever get back at your you said it was your daughter that did that?
Yeah.
Did you ever get back at your daughter smear poo on her teeth?
I put it in her sippy cup. No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing you can really do. You just look at it and go,
that's like, I think it was a new term to the, or a new meaning to the term poop face.
Yeah, I would have rather her shoved the Bezoar down my throat, you know, just a big old hairball, but no it's, way. See, that's in your vocabulary now.
Bezoar. I'm probably going to remember that for the rest of my life. That sounds like, what, like a, not a Greek god, but like someone from that, the Roman times.
Oh, like Bezoar.
King Bezoar called a meeting of all the cats so they could.
I could see. Yeah, like an Odin style, like Thor and Bezoar.
Yeah.
And Ultimate Clash.
And Karor and Maror.
One of those fancy Greek names.
Right.
Oh, did you know that female cats are typically right pawed, while the male cats are typically left pawed?
All right, I want to know who's fronting the money for all this research. Why is it not going to better use?
Yeah, I'm sure there's greater research out there on more important things, but I just,
right.
I don't care about those important things.
How do you discover that, though? Do you, like, you give them a pen and see which hand they write with?
I don't know. I think it's just what they use, you know, what they lean on, you know, what they swat stuff with, what they catch flies. I don't know. Sure, it was cat hours of research.
Right. Yeah, but that's so. I wonder how much money went into that, because you know they had to like build a facility, hire some cats.
Did they really hire them, you think? Or,
I mean, they probably brought in a resume.
Yeah.
Had their little their cat facts on it. I mean, they had to build the facility, and then they had to like hire the cats, and then they had to like hire the scientists to study it. Like, why? That's a waste of money. That's such a waste of money. Yeah, all these research things, like cats are right or left pawed, or a bee uses 22 muscles to sting you. Like, why are you wasting this money? Who cares?
That way you can sound really smart when you're talking to people. So like, you dish out all these cat facts to cat lovers, and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that. I thought I knew everything there was, assuming they talk like that, everything there is about cats. And now I found I don't. There's so much more to learn, you know, but
Nope.
There's more.
Nope. That research should not be done.
Well, there's a lot of crazy experiments out there in research. Did you ever hear about the one, I believe it was done in somewhere in Europe. I don't know exactly where, so I'm not going to throw out a random name to sound smart. I don't really remember where I read it.
It's Gerbenchard, Europe.
I like to read facts when I'm on the toilet.
Cat facts.
Yeah. Or any random useless information. But I stumbled across this one about staring people's eyes. I guess there's like a weird thing about people's eyes where they had them sit across the table from each other, right? These people, humans,
right?
We're on right now, not cats.
Yeah.
And
typically that's what we think when you say people.
And then they had two control groups. They had two control groups, right? So they had one control group staring at a wall in a dark room for like in a certain period of time.
Were they wearing pants?
Probably not.
Okay.
So yeah.
It's getting all creepy. Yeah.
Go ahead. Definitely helped to the creepy factor there. But anyway, they were staring, and they started to like, you know, kind of start thinking about what they wanted to do that day or
just
whatever.
Zoning out.
Just zoning out, doing normal, typical human thoughts.
Right.
Well, then the control group they had the people staring into each other's eyes for the same allotted time into a dimmed room, you know, they started to hallucinate as they were staring into each other's eyes long enough.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So there's something the brain does. I think that's why, you know, if you stare at somebody in a normal social interaction too long, it's weird. They have to look away.
Right.
So I thought that was an interesting kind of little research there, you know, a little off topic, but, you know.
Did you get that one from BuzzFeed too?
No. I don't know where I got it from. I do random toilet research when I'm pooping.
Random toilet research.
Yeah. You don't want to waste your poops, man. You gotta learn something.
Yeah, you got to use that time wisely. You can't just sit there and zone out and stare at a wall.
I'll throw out a fake statistic here. I'd say about 80% of the people in the modern era, you bring their phones with them to the toilet.
Oh, I bet
may as well learn something.
The number's higher than that.
Probably, I'm sure.
Actually, probably not, because I think there are people in other countries who have like zero phones.
We should do research on toilet to phone ratio usage, you know?
Yeah. I mean, who's got the time, though? All that money's being spent on cat research.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, how would you study that, though? Would you like hire a bunch of toilets? I'm going to start saying that about inanimate objects. I'm like, who hired the tennis balls?
You know, I mean, you definitely wouldn't pay the toilets.
You could pay them in poop and pee and stray.
So you mean like a research where we actually try to see if people think better on the toilets?
Well, no, I mean, like, talking about reading on the toilet. Like, I guess you'd have a control group that would just stare off into a wall.
So yeah, I like have ADD, which is, you could tell in my podcast because I go all over the place. But like on the toilet, it's like I'm focused. Like I'm in the zone.
I'm thinking about pooping. Just trying to push it all out.
Well, if you look at like a lot of meditation methods, people try to focus on one thought to reach that point of, you know, getting right where they need to go. So I feel like the toilet's just a great place for thought process, for learning stuff, for just kind of, there's nothing to distract you. Because especially ADD people like me, yeah, you have all the stuff on the phone, but there's nothing else. There's no one else talking to you. There's no distracting sounds or lights. It's just you and your toilet.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
You and your phone.
right.
Your phone, of course.
Your phone. Yeah, I mean, I would like to know what the number is for that, but I'm not going to pay for the research.
Steward. Yeah, like, we don't pay enough to.
Right. I want to know how many people actually do use their phone when they're on the toilet. But you've
got
these.
A lot.
You've got these underdeveloped countries. Like, what do they do when they're on the toilet? They don't have a phone. Are they reading scrolls or something? Like carved tablets?
Probably.
You can't scroll up on those, though. You can't swipe left on a scroll.
Which brings me to my next point, which is even further off topic from cats. Everybody's phone, like, you ever use somebody's phone? Because all of your phones are touchscreen, so everything's on the face. So you hold that to your face. That's pretty disgusting, you know, to kind of use somebody's phone
especially,
nowadays.
Especially after they've had it in the bathroom for so long.
Right, and since everybody does that, apparently, I mean, I would think, how do you, you know, like...
No, I don't, because you're not saying anything. You're like, you know, right, you know?
Yeah, well, it is 2:30 in the morning, Central Time. Yeah,
Central Standard Time.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to poop without being on the phone?
Yeah, I have to, like, pick up, like, the shampoo bottle and read it.
It's hard, man. It's difficult.
Or read my shower curtain, which only has, like, four words on it.
Peace, love, hope.
No, mine is I have a Portal Aperture Laboratories shower curtain. You ever play Portal?
No.
We can't be friends.
Oh, dang it. I'll pack up now then.
All right. See you later. No, I get what you're saying, though, about the whole using your phone on the toilet thing and then you put it against your face. Like, that's been up against their face. It's been in their hands while they're on the toilet touching themselves. And
phones are nasty.
Yeah. I did read an article one time that said that they did some research where the phones are actually covered in fecal matter from being in the bathroom.
Hmm.
And then you put that on your face.
And then it makes sense.
Of you who don't know, fecal matter is poop.
Did you know that the average female vagina has more bacteria than the average public stall?
But that's good bacteria.
Yeah. Well, some of it. They got to have that good bacteria, you know, destroy the bad bacteria.
I'm going to cut
that. So is nature.
I'm going to cut that out. That was so wrong.
I'm changing the name of this podcast. It's no longer cats. It's useless facts.
Random nonsense.
Yeah, random nonsense.
So what other facts you got?
Oh, man. Now that I'm on the spot. See, there's cats.
Cats are real. That is a fact.
I have a heavy interest in cats.
Obviously, because you have all the t-shirts and stuff.
And I have two actual real-life cats.
Are they duct taped to shirts, too?
No. I can't even put regular shirts on them or cat shirts or anything. They tear them off. I've had some pretty cute, I just use the word cute, but I have some pretty adorable cat outfits that my cats won't wear. Like,
I thought you were saying you had some cute cat outfits, and I'm like, why are you not wearing that right now?
Yeah, I'm wearing this plain shirt like a normal person.
What a weirdo.
Yeah,
normal.
A closet cat love fetish. Not fetish. Not sexual.
Are you admitting to being a furry?
Yeah.
You're like yiffing?
I've watched a lot of cat videos. They make me laugh. You know.
What kind of cat videos?
Oh, just the funny stuff, the cute stuff, you know. Angry cat, he was great. You know.
Grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat.
Apparently he's not that great.
It's like the same emotion, you know.
Angry, grumpy, same thing. It doesn't matter.
Disgruntled cat.
Was he like a post office worker? He's disgruntled now? You realize we've been talking about cats for almost 19 minutes?
We've strayed. Like a cat.
Nope.
Come on.
You're fired. No.
It was pretty punny.
Nope, puns are not allowed.
Gosh.
Especially if they're that bad. As soon as you said straight, I knew what you were doing. I knew where it was going.
Before this is done, there probably will be another pun.
No.
But there's so much pun.
I'm going to douse you in gasoline. That'll be pun. What else we got?
All right, so did you know that a cat's cerebral cortex, you know, the part of the brain in charge of cognitive information processing, has 3 million neurons compared to a dog's measly 160.
What?
Yeah. Dude, cats are just the superior animal, man.
Obviously.
You know, but dogs are lovable. The dogs are like that.
They're dopey. That's why they're lovable, because they're
You know that friend that's got that really stupid significant other, but they love the crap out of them and they're great to them?
No, I don't have any friends like that.
Me either, since we're being recorded. But you know what I'm talking about. If you got a friend that's got a friend like that, you know?
Right. I know a friend of a friend.
Not putting
anybody
out there. I don't want anybody to connect the dots.
So you're saying they have 160 of these neurons. Was it neurons? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then cats have millions?
Why don't you try 300 million?
300's millions.
If they were dollars, that'd be a lot of dollars. That's for a guy like me.
I'd be murdering cats and stealing their dollars. Sorry, PETA.
Yeah, dude, there's so much about cats. It's just fascinating, man. They're just as incredible as they are adorable.
Yeah, they're also as smug and as douchey as they are adorable, too.
And that's what makes them great. Really? They're like people, man.
They all got their own little personalities.
Yeah, dude, no two cats are the same. Which is crazy, because everybody's like, oh, you know, you always see people give milk to cats in, like, videos and stuff, but most cats are lactose intolerant.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, you know, I've given my cats milk before, and they love it, but then they pee out of their butts, you know? Their enzymes don't like it.
See, now you're talking about enzymes. This is not a science podcast. We don't need to learn.
Their tum-tum doesn't like it.
There you go. Tum-tum, he was one of the three ninjas. The youngest one.
You want to feel really crappy about your income? Ready for this? The world's richest cat is worth $13 million. After his human passed away, he left his fortune, or left her fortune, to that cat.
What?
Yeah, $13 million. That cat is super rich.
Is the cat still alive?
I don't know. I didn't do a follow-up.
So that cat does not need to get a job.
No, that cat's set. You know, cats purr may be a form of self-healing, as it can be a sign of nervousness as well.
See, that can't be a fact, because you put the word may in there.
This is how BuzzFeed.com.
Oh, BuzzFeed. Is this a list of, like, the top 10 cat facts?
Dude, I was pooping. I read it. I liked it. You know? I mean, let's throw out the health facts, man. Owning a cat can reduce the risk of a stroke and a heart attack by a third.
That is 33%, everybody.
Yeah.
3-3.
And see, now look at you getting all smart out here.
Right?
See, I would have just said by a lot.
I know how to math.
By a significant number.
I know how to math.
Yeah, you can math, man.
Right. Better than a cat.
I don't know. I mean,
we've never really tested math on cats.
They don't have the tongues to be able to relay that. Who knows that, you know, maybe.
But they can write, obviously.
Yeah.
Remember how they tested the hands? They give them pens and see if they can write?
Yeah.
Or, you know, they can swat food around. I don't know. Getting off topic.
We know cats have, like, a ridiculous amount of little hooks in their tongue. You don't really see. And that's used to help clean stuff off their fur.
Yeah.
That's a little tickly feel you get. It's kind of gross when you think about it. They have all those little hooks. And they're hooking you.
They're literally meat hooks.
Yeah, literally.
On their tongue.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's really gross.
Yeah, I mean, when you
but
think
like, if you think about it, a cat, like, and a dog, for that matter, licks their junk and then licks you in the face and on your arm and your...
It's just crazy because everybody's...
In your mouth.
Everybody's heard the little fact that, you know, their mouths are cleaner than ours.
You're talking about dogs now, though.
The cats, too, dude. Human's mouths are nasty.
I've never heard that fact before.
Well, I'm sure I'm probably wrong.
Go ahead and fact check us and let us know.
I'm not looking at the most... I didn't fact check these against, you know, three different sources. I just kind of... Hey, look what I just read. Hey, guys, listen to this.
Check out this article. Yeah. That sounds about like everything you'd find on Facebook. People are like, hey, this seems like it might be legit. Let me post it.
That dude's on the internet.
Right. Cats. I think we've exhausted cats.
Have you ever seen Thundercats?
Oh! Man, we're dumb.
Yeah, God.
We were talking about a bunch of nerdy stuff the other day.
Yeah.
So, what kind of nerdy stuff do we got?
A lot, dude. I'm a straight-up nerd.
Well, bring something to the table.
I'm like, well, there's different types of nerds. Right. There's the smart nerds, and there's just the weird nerds. I'm a weird nerd.
Can you care to elaborate?
Yeah, you know, like, I play video games, but I'm not necessarily good at them.
Right.
I play Pokemon.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like HeroClix. If you don't know what that is, you're not nerdy enough to...
I've heard of them, but I've never... I knew a guy who used to get them and paint them.
Yeah.
And resell them.
Most of them are sold, you know, the right way. But
what's the right way? Actually, tell me what the wrong way is to sell them.
Well, you know, if you're painting them, you can make Superman have like a pink cape or something, you know, but like the official coloring and stuff, you know.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like there was like a wrong way to sell them, like the black market or something.
Yeah, those are the good hero clicks you get super stacked.
Yeah, this was a long time ago though. He was my boss. I'm not gonna say where. But he was a little strange.
Did you ever play Call of Duty or Halo back in the day when it was good?
Yeah, man, I used to have, like, LANs at my house We do set up four Xboxes, four TVs, and 16 players.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I sucked at it. I'm not very good at video games, so don't ever challenge me.
That's why I always went for the sword in Halo. You know,
that's a cheap way to do it.
It is a cheap way, but you know, you do what you got. It's survival, man. You get too many people talking about your mom online or in your house. You're just like, all right, no, my mama, what? Here's my sword.
Nah, man, I sucked at Halo so bad. There was one time we were playing, and these two dudes, like, really good at it all the time, and I'm just, like, running around, not knowing what I'm doing. I've probably fired, like, five shots in the whole entire game, and maybe one of them hit something, probably a wall. But they were like, hey, we're going to go over here, and I was like, oh, are we getting back in the truck? And they were like, you're adorable. So, yeah, I don't play video games very often, and when I do, I suck at them.
Yeah, that doesn't discourage me. I just keep playing. I keep trying. I keep losing. It's whatever. Like, my wife is actually superior to me in Call of Duty.
What's her name?
In every way.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Baby mama.
We're never going to say her name. I'm just going to keep asking you what her name. Every time you bring her up, I'll be like, what's her name? Every single time.
That whoa, dude.
She's Australian, right? It's going to be our little running joke with her.
No one's going to know what we're talking about.
No, because we're going to put that first podcast out there.
Well, then if you stay tuned to all of our podcasts, you won't be completely lost, post if you just tune in randomly to different episodes.
Right. But then they'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
You look like you're getting tired.
I think the two Red Bulls and the coffee's...
Wearing off,
my ninja.
You're running out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I'm not so jazzy right now.
What happened?
Oh, we're getting ready to push play and start this thing, and I was super pumped and jittery. And now...
Just ran out of steam.
Hold on, I got some more coffee. Let me take a little...
Is it cold?
A little niffy niff. Oh, it's super cold right now.
Super cold coffee?
It's like my soul.
So he was actually lying to you. That's not really coffee.
Then what is it?
It's gravy.
This is not true.
Brown gravy.
It is brown.
It's poop.
No. My cat poop experience changed me. I'm no longer curious about poop. It's not that I ever was. I actually licked dog urine when I was about 8.
Was it frozen?
No, it was on a hardwood floor. This girl named Cassie, who I was trying to impress. You know, kid, young love, man, you know. Learned how to impress a girl. I wasn't very good at it.
You were good at impressing girls.
And she's like, I dare you to lick that dog pee. So I mustered up the courage. I'm like, well, you know, in my little mind, I thought she's gonna think I'm so cool and so brave. So I licked the dog pee. Straight pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah, and she wasn't impressed. And yeah, she ended up not being my first girlfriend at all.
I'm sure she didn't want to kiss you after that.
Nope, never.
That's awful.
Yeah, that was a really poor attempt to get a girl.
I tasted poop one time. Well, I didn't. My daughter didn't rub it on my teeth, but it was of my own volition.
Whoa!
Like I didn't like. Know, I didn't know it was poop though.
I'm impressed with Kurt. Oh, never mind.
No, I'm not that courageous. I don't want to try it. Like for some reason, when my little child brain saw this speck of brown on a toilet paper wrapper in my parents' bedroom, and I thought that it was pudding. Immediately thought it was pudding. I don't know why I would have thought pudding was in my parents' bedroom on a toilet paper wrapper. But
so are they like really bad at wiping or pooping or?
I guess it must have splattered on there and somehow I don't even know where it came from, but I tasted it and it was not very good.
Ew, so do you know whose poop it was?
I don't know. It could have been mine for all I know.
I hope so for your sake.
It could have just been somebody from the store when they bought it.
Oh God.
Some rando.
Well, how does that happen? I mean, is he just like, oh, I have all this poop on my finger. I didn't notice it's still there. And I'm going to go toilet paper shopping. And that's what happened. They crapped their hands, realized they had no toilet paper.
Right.
Weren't very rational minded. Didn't think to clean it off in the sink or anything else. So they just went to the store and. Gotta get this poop off.
I don't
want this roll. I'm putting this back. I'm gonna take the Charmin. This Angel Soft isn't doing it.
It wasn't a smear though. It was like it looked like a droplet, like a splatter, like some collateral damage. If I remember correctly, it was like really bitter.
That sounds crappy. Oh, another pun.
No, puns are not okay. Puns are not okay.
I'm asserting so many so many puns that you can't edit them all out, bro.
I can't edit them all out.
Otherwise, it's just gonna sound like.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, that was my poop eating story.
Yeah, that's something.
That's something. Let me see, I'm trying to think.
I feel like we're closer as friends now that we share a poop story.
We both have had poop in our mouth.
Yeah.
And more than likely, it was not ours.
It wasn't a good thing.
Right.
So you kids out there, don't try that at home.
Yeah. Did you know that there's actually a thing where kids will poop in a jar and then like huff it?
What?
To get high.
What's wrong with the kids of this generation?
I don't know, man. They just do whatever they can to like get high and feel that. I don't know what it's like to be high, so I don't know why you would do it.
Oh, back in my day, you know.
I'm pretty vanilla.
Yeah. Back in my day, people just smoked weed, and not that I'm promoting it, kids. I'm just saying, poop's a little extreme.
Yeah, that was like a thing. They would poop in a jar, and then.
Like, what do you do? I mean, good thing you can't get addicted to it. I can only imagine trying to
feed
for that during a desperate time.
You might.
Hey, man.
Y'all got any more than diarrheas?
I'm out, man. I can't poop. I've diminished my supply, man. Come, you guys, get that good stuff.
Need to eat some burritos or something. Go to Taco Bell. So you can poop out. We got to stop talking about poop all the time. It's going to be the poop cast.
I feel like I had properly named it cats. I was just really excited about cats. And then now I'm just...
deviating?
Yeah.
Let's see how far...
We should stop titling things and just go with it.
Right. Just like talk about random stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me another story.
Anything at all. Candles. Let's talk about good smells. Okay, let's create balance here. Okay. So we've talked about poop. Poop stinks. Let's talk about things that smell good. Clearly, you're a man who loves things that smell good. I'm looking at a lot of candles.
Candles and Scentsy.
Yeah, Scentsy's good. Candles are great. See, when I go to candle shopping, when it's time to go get some candles or candles are low, you know, because I'd burn a lot of candles, you know, as my... family could tell you, and people that know me well, I'm very picky about the smells in my house. Like my Febrezes, everything, like the way I have my couch smell, I'm really picky about my smells. I'll be in like Walmart in a candle aisle, and I'll be in there forever just, you know, testing out different candle scents. You know, then my wife, you know, she'll go look at candles, you know, and she'll be like, just pick that one. Does it smell good? It smells like they all smell the same now, you know, because you smell so many candles. That's why you got to develop tactics, man.
Right.
You know, like... like, I'll smell my arm, get rid of the scent, and then go to the new candle. I mean, you develop techniques when it comes to candle shopping.
Man, you've put a lot of thought into this.
I've done a lot of candle shopping.
I had the samples of Scentsy when I went to, before I bought that huge pile that I have over there.
That is a huge pile.
I think there was like 120 different samples in there. Mm. And by the end of the night, I think I was a little high from just sniffing all that wax. But I picked out 10 of my favorite and I ordered them. And my favorite is that pink Corant. I don't even know what that stuff is, but it smells like bubblegum to me.
Hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
Pink Corant.
Yeah. And birchwood, I think is what it is. Pink Corant and birchwood.
You know, there's a lot of candle ideas out there that are not candle scents that I think I would enjoy having that nobody else would, you know, like gasoline scented candles.
No.
I mean, yeah, your house smells like gasoline, but you know, you put in your garage, you know, light up a get. You know, a gasoline candle. Get you a good smell of gasoline. I don't huff gasoline.
Why don't you just turn your car on and let it run in the garage?
I feel like that's harmful, you know, to your health. I like that smell. I'm in a gas station. I'm like, oh, I like that smell, you know. That or the smell of bleach. I think it just has that clean smell. Like, you know, your house is clean.
Well, like, maybe, like, after it's dissipated for a little bit. But, like, you don't want to stick your nose in the bottle.
Straight pneumonia. Yeah. Well, you know.
Ammonia.
Ammonia. That's a sickness. Yeah. I'm tired. So...
you said no
words. Stupid words. So, you know, smell is the strongest, you know, tie to memory. You know, when you can have certain smells that bring you back to a place.
Right.
You know, that's why there's certain smells that I identify with that I wish would be in a candle. That or not.
So what does gasoline bring you back to?
I just like the smell. That one's not really a childhood memory kind of thing. But I like it. There's weird smells. Like, I like the smell of my kid's feet. You know, she's... my youngest one
is
now
too. Dear Lord, you're weird.
I do, I know. Well, she wore her onesie, you know. She'd take her onesie off and you smell her feet. It's got that sour smell. Because she's been wearing a onesie all day with socks in it, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I like that smell, you know. It's a nice little Little tangy smell. I am ruining my image
a
right now.
Tangy smell.
Yeah.
That's something I never, ever thought about. I'll smell them
and be like, ew, and she'll like laugh, so she lets me do it because she thinks it's funny.
But you secretly like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if she was like 10 years old, that'd be weird. But the fact that she's just a little toddler, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's not weird that...
Feet sweat, you know?
Right, but that's weird. That part's weird. Here, let me sniff your sweat. Come here, little girl. Let me sniff your sweat. I think you're getting arrested as soon as this is posted.
Yeah, that's weird. That went to a weird place.
We're not cutting it out, though.
Oh,
staying in.
You edited out my cat puns, but... You... Which now they know they're there.
No, not if I cut that out.
Gosh, darn it.
Power of the editor.
Yeah, he has all the power. I'm just here.
Where are you?
Over here. Over here. Over here.
I'll pan it from one side to the other.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, here's another story. It involves a bodily function.
Oh.
Some waste. My brother was sick one day. And he was sitting outside on the front porch and he goes, hey, can you go get me something to drink? And I was like, sure, I'll get you some water. So I went in the bathroom and I found. So, you know, that you know, the cup that comes with the Yahtzee that you shake the dice in.
Yeah.
I went in and got one and I peed in it. And I brought him a cup full of my pee to drink. So he took a drink of it, like not a drink, but he, you know, put it to his mouth and tried to take a drink of it. Immediately knew that it wasn't water. Spit it out everywhere. So I'm a terrible person. I took my sick brother a Yahtzee cup full of warm pee. Huh. I think I'm a terrible person.
You know what? I've never done this, but I think that I would. It'd be funny if it wasn't done to me. But like if you like after a good jog or something or a good workout, run your
I do not like where this is going.
Run your finger up your butt crack and then make somebody a glass of water. And then hold your finger to the rim and just kind of offer it to him like that. You know, rub your finger on the rim of it.
What is wrong with you?
And then just take, just smell your butthole over here.
That's almost like a stink palm. You just give him a glass of water, though.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't do it to somebody you love. But you know that one guy that shows up, they're just like, why are you here? And he's like, and it makes it better because in this scenario, he's going to be a total jerk. Like, oh, it's some water. And that's that moment where you'd be like, okay. Here you go, and then just rub it around the rim of the glass.
That's so nasty.
Rub a ball, wait, so whatever.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to drink some more of this coffee.
Some of the cold coffee?
Yeah.
We're going to have to listen to this like in a couple days and see if it's something that we actually want to post.
But it's a work in progress.
Right. We're still
right now, we're just ranting.
We're still getting warmed up.
Yeah, we're just learning how to talk.
Right. Oh, no, I just hit the mic.
Oh, yeah, I heard your beard graze.
No, that was my shirt.
Oh, yep. That sounds similar.
That's because they're made of the same material. My shirt's made of beards.
Whoa. Is that what it says on the tag? Like 100% or 20% polyester, 80% beard? Wash in cold water?
No, it's actually supposed to wash it in cold pee.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 29% polyester. 86% beard, 48% awesome.
Oh, that sounds like a hell of a shirt. I kind of want to borrow your shirt now.
I don't know, man. I think it's a little too big for you.
Yeah.
You could wear it.
Well, you got to have a big shirt to hide those massive biceps. I wish the listeners could hear what I just saw. what I had seen.
You're definitely tired. I wish you could hear what I had just seen from looking and stuff.
What's the officer problem? I had a little bit too much to drive.
And drink. I had a little. I'm not driving and driving. We're so dumb. Me and my friend Michael actually tried what we're doing now.
My name is Michael.
Is a different guy.
Oh, it's not me.
No.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Right.
I was confused.
Yeah. This was a while ago, and we were trying to do our own kind of thing where we would be, it was video, and it was essentially the same thing, but it was bad, because like he did not know how to banter at all. I'd be like, we were going to talk about Star Wars, and I was going to pretend like I didn't know a whole lot about it, and I was going to ask him questions, and he was going to tell me the answers to him. So I started out, and I was like, so Star Wars, like, it's about... you know, these people that live like rebels and the Alliance and all that kind of stuff. And I look over at him and he goes, yep. I was like, okay. So Darth Vader is the bad guy, right? So he's like trying to destroy these planets and, you know, whatever. And he goes, uh-huh. I'm like, come on, man. You got to give me more than that. You got to actually like have some dialogue here.
Yes.
So can you give me some more than that? Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Billy, when did I start talking to Billy Madison?
Yes.
This is probably going to get deleted too.
Oh, dude, it has to. There's
so we have 8 minutes to fill.
We have 8 minutes to fill out.
All right, here we can do this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just count. 8 minutes would be 480 seconds.
All right. We do our really crappy impersonations. You go, then I go. Or I go, then
mine
you
are
go.
All, mine aren't all crappy.
Oh, mine are there all. Are some good ones. Mine are all crappy. We can do the stereotypical overused Arnold. We can do the...
Go ahead.
I will break into the house at the middle of the night. Flip your mattress and stick it in the wall like women only.
get to the chopper.
You are a choir boy compared to me.
I like how you do the finger thing. Let's see. I don't do Arnold. The only one I can do for Arnold is, it's not a tumor. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I want to open up a new gym. We will call it 25-hour fitness. For 1 extra hour of fitness.
Why does he grunt when he says everything? It's like...
Could you imagine like most of them throwing up if you had the flu?
Oh, my face.
It will not stop.
My face hurts.
I cannot stop vomiting.
Bathing.
Give the bathing.
It's
so disgusting. It's everywhere. Chewing little chunks.
Do the Queen of England doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Now it's getting tricky. Would you like tea? Would you like it? The Arnold? I can't focus on, well, like Jerry Seinfeld. Hey guys,
what's with all the food? Now, dude, Jerry Seinfeld doing the Queen of England doing Arnold.
Hey guys, you want some too?
Sounds like you just deep throated something. We're gonna cut that out.
Yeah. This whole thing is trash.
Right.
I really like Ebonics, man. You know what I'm saying?
Ebonics?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shizzle, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just like, you know what I'm saying?
Obviously, apparently you don't think I know English because you keep asking me if I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
No, man. Like, no, for real, man. Like, I'm a real butt ninja. It's like, because I'm trying to keep it
a real
clean.
Butt ninja.
I was substituting two words that were inappropriate. We obviously know which ones. I didn't want to be racist or inappropriate, so butt ninja.
So you're a butt ninja.
I'm a real butt ninja, man.
Was that? Can you elaborate?
Yeah, man. Because you know what I mean. Like in the hood, you know, people are like, "You front?" I'm like, "Nah, dog. I'm backing you up, dog."
In the butt.
Because I'm a butt ninja. Peter Pan and stuff.
What?
Remember, boys, done sold out.
That's gonna be your go-to to like get out of anything that you've said. You're like, all right, we need a change of topic.
This thing's already crap, anyways.
It did kind of fall apart.
Yeah,
there's just too many cat facts. I think.
Get about too strong with the cats.
Right, just too much cat facts. Yeah. Too much, too many. Well, I need to learn how to words.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way you can expect to get a perfect podcast, but based off of completely cats only.
Right. There's too many cats, unless like the crazy cat ladies listen to it.
Yeah, and she's like, more cats.
Oh, give me some more cats. All right, I'm done with that. Nobody needs to think about the crazy cat lady.
My name is Helen, and I love cats so much.
Wait, why did she go from like a smoker lady down to like the homeless guy?
So there's two things she loves, cigarettes and cats.
And homelessness.
Oh, I love the cats. You gotta have sound effects. It's a podcast. That's one that we gotta incorporate.
Right.
It's the sounds. Here, kitty, kitty.
Whenever,
here, one, kitty.
Whenever we tell a story, we kind of throw in like sound effects. Like, yeah. So I found this cat. Meow. He was walking down the street. And he's eating his food. Like one of us tells a story, the other one does the sound effects.
So I called him and I was like, ring. Hey, kitty, hey, kitty.
Meow.
And he was like,
meow. Meow. You were like, I called him. I immediately thought you were talking about on a phone. Would you buy your cat a cell phone?
Yeah, I mean, because they could totally use one. It makes sense.
Right? With their paws and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, we need to throw this in a litter box because it's crap.
And rub it on your teeth.
Yeah.
That was such a gross story.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many puns. I'm happy with the puns.
No! Oh. It's like this last 2 minutes is going to be like complete silence.
Let's do more offensive... He's then, oh, Ty, oh, you dishonored your family. Oh.
So I saw this GIF. They show a door and it says supplies on it. And they open it and it's a bunch of Asian people and it's a happy birthday thing. So they're like, supplies.
Supplies.
This is so racist.
Rumor Bar's done sold out.
We're going to owe this artist like so much money for that.
Every time you say it, it's like, oh crap, we're getting charged. There's another 19. And I can't stop. I'm like Miley Cyrus. I can't stop and I won't stop. Crap, now I owe her money.
I can't stop. I can't stop yawning. And I won't stop.
Mm. Yeah, we're calling you Yanni. Crap, now we owe you money.
Stop with the puns.
No.
I'm going to stab you. No. I'll stab you with this microphone. That'll hurt.
Well, with your biceps, you could definitely make it penetrate.
Tissue, yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Ew. And with that, we're going to close it out.
Yep.
This has been Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. We'll see you later.